The killing of four University of Idaho students inspired the people of Moscow to come together and honor the victims in a memorial garden. The groundbreaking is planned for this spring. NWPB's Lauren Patterson tells us the project has been cathartic for students who have been through so much.
Gardens represent new life, hope, peace, and restoration. And that's how the students of the University of Idaho are honoring the friends they lost.
And it's going to be a beautiful garden just located here on campus.
Architectural graduate student Harper Drake is one of the designers.
We are thoughtfully designing these spaces so that people who aren't going through grief can also, like, if they need a break from school, they can come out here to the garden and wander around the garden and get that kind of break. But ultimately, it's going to be a space for anybody to come and interact.
Drake and other students are poring over notebooks and computers, planning the new memorial garden space.
As you wander and meander through the garden, you're going to come to these spaces that feel a little bit more private and then other spaces that feel more public.
There are 20 students who have been working on the project since the fall. This summer, the students will be building most of the garden themselves. Architecture student Jackson Wiedenfeld shows the plans connecting two sections together.
The interaction between those two spaces is kind of fluid and translucent. One is more open and more garden-like, I would say, and then one is more structured.
Walking to the future site of the garden on campus, Drake explains the design involves feedback from students and other residents across Moscow and the wider region.
A lot of us have really kind of believe that it's a part of, like, being something bigger than just yourself. Like, you're involved in a bigger community that really is a, like, tight family at the end of the day.
Reaching out to the families of the victims and the wider community for ideas on how to honor the students made the student community stronger. Again, architecture student Jackson Wiedenfeld.
It brought everyone so much closer together, and it was a really, really powerful thing.
Turning toward the sloping green field, there are tiny orange flags that map out the future space. Wiedenfeld says the students staked it out a couple weeks ago. They're constantly walking back and forth between the classroom and the site, adjusting their measurements.
I think it kind of helped us realize a lot of what needed to be tweaked and helped us start to visualize what it's going to look like out here.
The plan is for groundbreaking to happen before the semester is over. The students are building the paths, structures, and helping with planting. A contractor will help with irrigation, and the university will handle the electricity. The students are hoping to bring in funds to help build and maintain the garden from beyond the campus. To date, they've raised more than $200,000 for the project and hope to raise more. For students like Wiedenfeld, this healing garden will not just honor the four who were fatally stabbed. It's meant to memorialize all students who didn't live to see graduation day.
This was a space that I never thought about having on this campus. But as soon as we started this project, I realized this was a space that this campus needed. It's long overdue, and it's going to be a really amazing thing when it's complete.
There will be a special monument to honor student victims Kaylee Gonsalves, Madison Mogan, Zana Kernodal, and Ethan Chapin. A trial for the suspect charged with the death of the students has yet to be set. The students are proud the garden will be a place to reflect on life and loss for generations of students to come, and serve as a space for emotional healing. Reporting in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lauren Patterson.